Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1765, Rick and Judy Folmsby.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure proposing 3 units. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 38,054 square feet, more or less, lying southwest of Road 226, also known as Orchard Road, 0.6 mile southeast of Route 16. Now, for the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey for the property. I'm showing the improvements that exist. We received two agency comments to date, first one being Department of Transportation. They've advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service C of Route 16 will not change as a result of this application. We also heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and the comments include that the soils on the site are mapped as Falsington sandy loam and Woodstown sandy loam. The applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, that it may be necessary for some on-site drainage improvements depending on the amount of impervious surfaces created. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Okay, if you would kindly come forward, please, and give us your name. And
my name is Rick Folmsby, and I reside at 21138 Orchard Road in Allendale. The house already exists. What was made known to me was my brother-in-law happens to be a building inspector, and he said, because of the way we had made changes 17 years ago to the house, we really needed a conditional use. What was done is we built an apartment onto the house with all the planning, and the building was done under the code at that time, and all that. It was all approved. My mom lived in the house, has since died. Actually, my brother-in-law lived in the house for a period of time, and it's been a family residence. My daughter and grandson lives in one portion of the house. There's no proposal to do any further construction to the house. We're merely asking for a conditional use to continue doing correctly what we've been doing for years.
Your application is for 3 units?
That's correct. It's about 3,300 square feet. The original portion was a Nanticoke home, and my daughter and grandson lives in that portion. There was a smaller section that was built on the side of that, and the garage portion was converted again under permits. My wife and I currently live in both of those sections, and my daughter and grandson live in the other section. It allows us to have a lot of family in the house at the same time without stepping all over each other. That's basically what it comes down to.
Okay, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Folmsby, for your time this evening. If you haven't done this before, typically we, as the commissioners under conditional use, will ask certain questions. So,
sure.
We can explore that. And what I would clarification for myself is that the use of this presently is for other family members. Is
That's
that correct.
Correct? Yes.
And Mr. Lank, is there not a provision for like a mother-in-law suite in a property such as this that already exists?
There's provisions, but it's multifamily use. It's all based on kitchens.
I understand. Okay.
That's what applied for. The regulations have been changed a little bit since, even. But how many kitchens do you have?
There are three.
Three kitchens.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lang. And
The ordinance was amended. Just cleared up. The ordinance was amended a few months back to allow for garage apartments or studio apartments, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's limited on square footage. 800 square feet or less.
Does the number of electric meters also
have a play in that? Does each unit need to have its own electric meter?
Typically, they do.
They do?
If they're used separately. In this case, I don't know. Maybe Mr. Fulmer just has one.
Just one.
One. All right. I thank you for the survey, and I could, with these dimensions, I could get an idea of the square footage of the home, but perhaps you have it since you have done some remodeling. What approximately is the square footage of the?
It's just shy of 3,300 square feet under roof.
3,300, all right, sure. And if you would be kind enough, having driven by the site, but we do have a tape running, and just for the record, would you be kind enough to describe for myself and the other members of the commission the general character of the neighborhood in which your home is?
Sparse, actually. It's if you come down Route 16 heading from Milton towards Ellendale, you would pass a very large church on the right-hand side, and immediately past that church property, you would turn left over the railroad tracks. Upon sitting at the railroad track looking down, you'll see a new Class 3 mobile home that was my neighbor's, and there's an older mobile home to the left. If you look slightly to the right, there's my house, which is the one we're talking about. And then you go up the road another quarter to half a mile, and there's another residence up there, and then it goes into more dense population. Bordering my property, there's a dirt road that goes back to John Herbert's property. He has somewhere over 100 acres behind me, and there's one residence back there that we can't see each other because it's just too far back and too many trees.
Mm-hmm. If this application were acted upon favorably, how would you handle the parking situation? Would you?
Well, again, the house has been used this way. We're not going to be changing anything, so there's not going to be any more cars at the residence or anything like that. We've already got massive amount. I can park 15 cars on my property without any problem when we have parties and things like that because there's ample space out front. But there is a pad where we all park. There's also a garage to the rear of the property that you probably see on the survey.
Yes.
Although we don't have a driveway, and I never used it for a garage per se. I use a workshop back there. But as far as additional parking, there's really no need for it.
Let's say there'll be some of the questions that I will ask you because, well, what you've represented before the commission is you want to tidy up what is now a family-type situation. There again, those circumstances may change. If the property were to change ownership, something like that, then it'd be up to the county to police the ongoing situation. So I'm going to ask you one other question about, and that would be, what were your plans to handle removal of trash? Do you have a dumpster there, or do you use more typical residential
containers? We've used a residential trash container, and right now Blue Hen is our service. They come every Wednesday, and we've never exceeded the need for one container.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you heard what Director Lank mentioned was comments from Sussex Conservation District about your soils profile being Woodstown and Falsington. Sandy loams, which I know can have, aren't always ideal for on-site waste and septic.
That is correct.
How are you handling that? How are you making out with the volume of people that you have in this 3,300 square foot home?
Right now, it's not a problem. We have a modified septic system that was put in under Denrick's provision many years ago.
How many years, if you might, interrupt?
Possibly 15, 16 years. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. It was back when we were doing the construction back then for my mother. And we put in it's not an LPP system. It's quite different. They actually elevated the land and changed the configuration of the land and they put in an infiltrator system into that. So it does have pumps, and it does pump to the field, but it's an infiltrator system. It's not really an LPP system.
Was it called a Wisconsin at grade? That ring a bell?
I don't know.
There again, the matter of the parking, I know a lot of the reports that I see, they warn against, you know, if you have to go to another site to get the septic, parking and all can cause compaction of the soils, thus rendering a reserve area ineffective for on-site waste disposal.
Yes, that's correct.
How about in just while we're on that subject? Well, that was approved for 3 units, I'm assuming.
It was actually approved.
Or based on bedrooms.
Yes, it was approved based on bedrooms, and that hasn't changed.
Do you know how many that was called
for? Five. It was approved for 5 bedrooms.
5.
That's all the questions I have right now.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Gordy?
Just one, just for clarification. The 32-by-28 detached garage is not part of this. It's
no, that's
all three units are in the house.
That's correct.
Okay, that's all. That's all.
Johnson?
Okay. And are you seeking units for family members only?
Right now, that's all our plans are. I mean, we've had my brother-in-law stay there. I've had my niece has stayed there. I've had my mother lived there. My daughters are still living there. So that's the way it's been. It's just a huge family house that we have our own private spaces.
So if your application was viewed favorably by the commission, and if legal counsel says that one of the conditions could be that it can only be rented to family members,
I probably have no problem with that.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Because one you may have heard with some of my lengthy motions, sometimes we can place different kinds of conditions or stipulations on commission approvals, and that certainly might be one, would be a family-related matter. And I'm continually, Mr. Chairman, continually impressed by Mr. Smith's vast knowledge of many subjects, including septic systems. So I have no further questions at this point.
Okay. Yeah, I renamed yourself last meeting.
I am.
And he certainly is fulfilling that prophecy.
Mr. Lank, do you have any questions?
No, all my questions have been asked.
Thank you. Mr. Couts?
I can't top any of these
questions. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No, aside from I'm dying to know how Mr. Smith knows about a Wisconsin whatever system.
He probably had one failed.
I'll tell you what, we'll add that to the end of the agenda. But
no
Mr.
questions.
Smith, give us a...
If I can, Mr. Johnson mentioned about the possibility of renting. My wife and I actually bought a house several years ago and moved to Milton for a period of time and actually did do some renting in the past. So it has been rented out when we weren't there. Mm-hmm. We're back in the house and all that now. So I just thought I'd clarify just in case there's any questions.
Okay. In case one of your neighbors was here to...
Yeah, I mean, the fact is it's well known that we rented and there's rentals all up and down the road. That's just the way it is, but I just wanted to make sure that was clear and on record.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sir, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1765, Rick and Judy Folmsby? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1765? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Mr. Johnson, you have anything else?
Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.